Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Poor, and my guest today is William Clay, and he's here to talk about the newly formed Black Caucus in the Albany County Legislature. So welcome, Bill. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you. So what made the legislature interested in forming a Black Caucus?
Well, when we looked at the there's six of us in the Albany mm-hmm. County Legislature, and we're facing some different problems that are particularly some that are coming up, like redistricting. So we formed to make sure that that the county redistricting process is fair, and to make sure there's equal representation of minorities on the county workforce and construction projects and contracts, and also we feel that we can help with the voting power of minorities in Albany County and making minorities have a greater voice in local and county government affairs. So we will be doing voter registration, and we will be seeking to to get the county, particularly the city, minorities out to vote and mm-hmm. understand that their lives and their future are tied into the political process.
So before this is a new thing, and has it ever been thought about before in the legislature, or did somebody say one day, "Oh, let's do this"? Has it been in the planning process for a while?
No, it has not. We had not planned this, in the past. We just came together and felt that it was time to do this, and we felt that it was time to emanate the Congress, the New York State legislature, who uh-huh. Of course, as you know, each have their own minority caucus or Black caucus, and so we thought it would be beneficial to the not only to the Black population, the African American population, but other minorities that are in this county and in this city. So it was not a real planned out situation. We just got together and decided this is the thing to do in order to make sure that we're fairly represented in the legislature. And of course, when you have a collective voices, you have more strength, because in numbers there's strength. Whether or not we are supporting legislation or opposed to legislation or whatever, by coming together, we have a stronger voice.
Now, how many African Americans are there in the county legislature?
Six.
And how many people are on the caucus?
Six.
Okay, so is all of the Black representatives on the caucus?
Yes. They're all members of the caucus, yes.
Okay, great. So
now, I might add, there's six of us, One of our members is not a African American or a Black person. Because one is in fact a white member, which we embrace, because this mm-hmm. member represent a majority minority district. Uh-huh. Actually represents the part of the South End in Albany. So it's he represents a district that's 51% minorities, and so you know he's part of our caucus.
So who are the members of your caucus?
Well, the members of our caucus are Wanda Willingham, Lucille McKnight, Norma Chadman, Merton Simpson, and Samia Fine, and myself.
Okay. And are you the chairman?
Yes, I am.
So what will your duties be as this in this newly formed caucus?
Well, my duties as chairman, of course, is to coordinate the members of our caucus, and to to provide leadership, and it's no different than any organization to have a chairman, and that is that I'll be coordinating the activities of our caucus. And again, we will be having monthly meetings. We'll be reviewing legislation and other things. We'll be planning on redistricting to make sure that this redistricting process will be fair and equitable to for the black community or the minority community.
When you say redistricting, redistricting, the lines are drawn locally, they're drawn statewide, and they're drawn for congressional districts. Will the caucus only be concerned about redrawing the lines in the city of Albany?
That is essentially true. It would not only the city, but the county. We want to make sure that these lines are drawn fair, and because there's been an increase in minority population, particularly in the city of Albany, and so we want to make sure that those lines are drawn fair by one. Insisting that that members of our caucus are part of that process, because we don't want to end up, the county has ended up in court about three times on these same issues, and we want to make sure that the minority population in the city of Albany. Or the county, but it's particularly predominant in the city of Albany. We have five majority minority districts currently, and we want to make sure that we maintain those. And in fact, if there's an increase, when we look at the census report in 2020. I'm sure we're going to find that there's been an increase in the minority population in the city of Albany, for example. And when we look at that, there might be a need for an additional majority-minority district. And if it is...
What is the definition of a majority-minority district?
51% minority.
Okay.
When you look at the composition, of the district, and what dictates whether it's a majority or minority or minority majority, whatever the case might be, it must be 51%.
Wasn't there controversy in the past about minority majority districts? In Albany?
Oh, yes, I was. That's what I mentioned a little while ago. And there was three lawsuits. And each time the court ruled in favor of the majority minority districts that had not. So we want to prevent that again. Not only is it costly to the county, but it also it's, you know, we want to make sure that we, one, we don't incur that expense again, and two, that there's fairness to the minority communities.
Okay. So for the people, is this basically within the city of Albany, or is it outside the city of Albany too, in the suburbs?
It is basically in the city of Albany, and the reason for that is because the majority of where you have the city of Albany have a larger population of minorities, of course, than any other location in the county, in the Albany County. So that's why the five existing majority minority districts are all in Albany, the city of Albany.
Okay. So what's in store? What can people be aware of as you go forward?
In terms of?
The newly formed caucus.
Oh, well, what they should be aware of is that, there is a newly formed black caucus. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is that we will be out in terms of voter registration and encouraging people of color, not only black, but Hispanics, Asians, and others, to come out and vote and to understand that their vote is important, and their vote, the people that they put into office, dictates their daily lives, in fact. So it is important that people understand that, you must get out and vote, because your vote is important. And we must put people into office that represents all people and all concerns, not any particular group. And that is our focus, and that is our goal.
So in the past, have you been disappointed with the black turnout in the city of Albany?
Yes. Yes, the percentages are so low, and that is because people are disappointed, and the younger people, the younger generation, people have felt that, what's the use? I've heard that probably 100 times from younger folks. What's the use in getting out to vote, because, everything will remain the same. There'll be no changes, so what's the difference? Well, part of our strategy and part of our goal is to get out and speak with them and to let them know that you can make a difference. Then every vote is important. And we must get people in that represents the interests of all people and not any one special group.
How is the caucus going to do that? How can a caucus ensure that there will be a greater voter turnout?
Just by going to having meetings, we will embark upon a registration drive to get them registered. We'll go to where minorities are located, where they're housed, where they live, and speak. And we will move around, and our caucus members will be speaking at organizations and churches, and encouraging them through these organizations. And again, the churches is probably the most important place to get our message out. And our message is very simple: you must get out to vote. And that process starts with, you must register to vote. And we'll be conducting voter registration drives, and really really getting out there to among the folks.
Will you be fielding and running candidates besides doing voter registration?
Well, that depends upon on you know, we haven't reached that far because we don't, you know, in some instances we don't know who the candidates might surface. It might be a candidate that we feel that certainly will be a candidate that will represent all folks, particularly people of color. If that's the case, certainly we would endorse that candidate. We're not necessarily interested in trying to fill minority candidates against. I mean, our caucus is all Democrats. We are Democrats, and
right.
we're not going to try to introduce a third party, if you will, into the election process. We will be examining the candidates that are running. And we will be examining, you know, what, and we'll be meeting with them to see if they represent the interest of that we're interested in, and
now,
not necessarily running candidates against them.
What I'm saying is, you know, there's so many talented people in Albany and in other municipalities, and for the most part, they're talent goes unrecognized. And in the city of Albany, I'm sure that there are a lot of talented people who can make a difference in the community. But if the leadership does not go out and seek them, there will never be any, there won't be change like there should be. So what I'm saying is, rather than saying, oh, I'm going to endorse this candidate, it would be worth anybody in a leadership role to seek talented people out, groom them, and have them run for office. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. So, in the closing moments, do you have how can people reach out to you? Reach out to the caucus. And if they want to voice a concern,
they can reach out to me at any time. You know, I'm here. I live here in Albany, of course. I'm a member of the legislature myself. You know, I have a website, like all county legislators do. You know, my number is public, and I give it out to anyone that's desirous. And so if anyone wished to contact me in regards to any of these issues, I welcome that. And, you know, my number is a public number, and I give it out to anyone that wants it. And I welcome comments from anyone.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for sharing the information about the newly formed Black Caucus and the Albany County Legislature. So you have been listening to William Clay, and if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter. Thank you, Bill, for taking the time to be on Focus on Albany, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you for the invite.